on our journey in the Galilee to the city of Nazareth. Of course, today there's two cities. There's the old city and the new one. One Arab, one Jewish. In Luke 4, verse 16, we read, "And he, Yeshua, came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Shabbat, on the Sabbath day, and he stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. When he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, and to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.' And he closed the book, gave it again to the minister, and sat down. The eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began to say unto them, 'This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears?' And all bare him witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, 'Is not this Joseph's son?' He said unto them, 'Ye will surely say unto me this proverb, Physician, heal thyself. Whatsoever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in thy country.' And he said, 'Verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Eliyahu, Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land. But unto none of them was Elijah sent, save unto Sarepta, a city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. Many lepers were in Israel at the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, saving Naaman the Syrian. And all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath, rose up, thrust him out of the city, led him unto the brow of the hill whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. But he, passing through the midst of them, went his way and came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath days. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power." Now, if you know the passage he read from in the synagogue that day, they have Shabbat readings. Isaiah 61 was in the next section. He showed up on that day. And Isaiah 61 is a prophecy of the Messiah. "The Spirit of the Lord God is on me, because he's anointed me to preach the gospel unto the poor." The interesting thing to all Bible students is that he stopped in the middle of the verse 3. It says to preach the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. Why did he not read the last statement? And the answer is because he said, "Today is this scripture fulfilled." Well, everything up to that point was truly fulfilled in his presence in the synagogue on that day. But the last statement refers to Armageddon, which is where we're headed, to Megiddo, to find out what he meant by the day of vengeance of our God. Well, everything was fine as they listened to his wonderful words. They were all happy until he gave an application. We call it meddling instead of preaching, but actually it's still preaching. He applied it to them and said, "You know, the unbelieving Gentiles up north in Lebanon, they're more responsive than any of you have ever been. Now remember, he attended synagogue services here in Nazareth as he grew up. That's what the Bible says. That was his custom. So you can imagine how angry they were. Who does this kid think he is? Coming back here where we watched him grow up and telling us that people up in Lebanon are responding better to the word of God than we are? So they took him, I mean, they didn't waste any time from being thrilled with his words and then ready to throw him off the top of the hill. A little reminder, is it not, of how fickle the crowds are? The same ones who said, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord," on Sunday, were joining with the manipulative religious leaders crying, "Crucify him, crucify him." Quite a reminder. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the privilege of being here at this site overlooking Nazareth. Lots of memories. We remember that our Lord grew up here, born in Bethlehem, grew up in Nazareth, and when he started his ministry, perhaps because of the death of his stepfather, he moved to Capernaum. He came back here, and they were all so anxious to hear him until he made the application. God, I pray that we will not be hypocritical. Help us, Lord, to be true to your word no matter what. Help us to be real in our hearts about what we really believe. And we believe that he is the Messiah, the anointed one, who would preach the gospel to all of us. And we thank you that we could be here. In the blessed name of our Lord Yeshua, we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay, back to the bus.